All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at MKR Workshop. As nothing says spicing up your kitchen like getting a new kitchen table. Or what if you need to upgrade your workspace in order to get more projects done? Well, then the folks at MKR Workshop have all of the solutions for you. As MKR Workshop specializes in building and designing custom-made furniture for all of your home and office needs. Now, you can contact the folks at MKR Workshop anytime via email at mkrworkshop.com. Now, it is that time of the week, folks. My key games for the upcoming weekend in the world of college football. Going to get things started this Friday night with a crucial one in the Pac-12. Yes, it's still September, but this is a very important game as you're going to have the 10th-ranked Utah Utes making the trek to Los Angeles to take on the USC Trojans. Now, for Utah, a lot of people feel that this team has what it takes to not only get to the Pac-12 title game, but ultimately win it. And if Utah's going to do it, especially in this game right here, they're going to need a big game from their quarterback Tyler Huntley and running back Zach Moss as they look to put a lean on that SC defense. Defensively, the Utes can also bring it as well, as I look for defensive lineman Bradley Anae to have a big-time impact in this game. He already has 3 sacks on the year, while this Ute secondary has already forced 4 interceptions. That is going to be important because we saw quarterback Keydon Slovis from USC last week throw 3 critical interceptions in the loss to BYU. How will he respond? That's going to be the big thing. If SC is going to pull this off at home, they're going to also need a big game from wide receiver Tyler Vaughns. Now, there are a lot of people already that coming into the season, they were calling for SC to part ways with head coach Clay Helton. Last week's loss on the road to BYU definitely intensified that. I think this SC team will have to find a way to rally. I think they will rally. I think Slovis does a better job protecting the football. I think USC is able to get their running game going early, and I think playing at home will be enough. This team has their backs against the wall, and I think USC finds a way to get it done in a tight one by the score of 34-30. Now, moving on to Saturday in the Big Ten, and it's the Big Ten opener for a pair of ranked teams. You're going to have the 11th-ranked Michigan Wolverines making the trek to Madison to take on the 13th-ranked Wisconsin Badgers. Now, for Michigan, quarterback Shea Patterson is going to have to make some plays from the pocket. We saw him struggle in Michigan's last game as they had to squeak it out at home in overtime against Army. But you look at this Wisconsin quarterback, Jack Cohn, and he's been calm, cool, and collected so far in that pocket as he has this Wisconsin offense rolling. And it doesn't hurt that he has the ability to hand off to one of, if not the best ball carriers in the nation. And I'm talking about junior running back Jonathan Taylor. Already, Wisconsin's defense has 5 sacks through their first 2 games. And more importantly, they have yet to allow a point. This contest right here is going to come down to field position and turnovers. And I think the first team to 20 wins, I think the Badgers get it done at home by the score of 27-17. Now in the SEC, you're going to have the 8th-ranked Auburn Tigers traveling to College Station to take on the 17th-ranked Texas A&M Aggies. This is a conference opener for a couple of sleepers in the SEC West. Freshman quarterback Bo Nix is getting it going, and he's starting to get his feet under him as he's looked pretty good so far, and this definitely is going to be his biggest test of his young career going into a hostile crowd at College Station. If Nix isn't throwing the football, he'll definitely rely on running back Jatravius Whitlow, who is a load. And on top of that, if he gets the edge, he's definitely going to put some pressure on this A&M defense. Defensively, Auburn can bring it as well, led by defensive lineman Marlon Davidson, who already has 2.5 sacks this season. And that's going to be important because this Auburn front seven is going to have their hands full trying to contain A&M quarterback Kellen Mond. Now, defensively, the Aggies can bring it as well, as they've already had 5 interceptions. But I think this game right here comes down to which quarterback has the ball last and who does a better job of protecting the football when they have it. I think this Bo Nix guy is the real deal, and I know that Auburn is the higher-ranked team, but I'm going to go with the Tigers on the road in an upset here by the score of 37-21. Now, in Provo, you're going to have the 22nd-ranked Washington Huskies out of the Pac-12 taking on the BYU Cougars. And for BYU, they're looking to be able to upset a Pac-12 team at home for the second consecutive week. But you look at Washington quarterback Jacob Eason. He has made the transition from going from Jake Browning to himself very easy and seamlessly for Washington head coach Chris Peterson. Also running back Salvin Ahmed. This guy knows what to do when he gets the football in his hands, as he is a playmaker. And this Huskies defense, they're picking up right where they left off from last season. Already 18 sacks, and they want to go out there and they want to try to put some pressure on BYU quarterback Zach Wilson. But I look at running back Tyson Williams for BYU. He already is averaging more than 5 yards per carry, while junior linebacker Kavika Fanua already has 30 tackles through just 3 games. I think this is going to be another tight contest for BYU, but Washington is a little bit better than USC, and I think the Huskies find a way to get it done on the road by the score of 31-27. And finally, on Saturday night down in Athens, you're going to have the 7th-ranked Notre Dame Fighting Irish traveling to take on the 3rd-ranked Georgia Bulldogs. This contest definitely will have the feel of a playoff game. You're looking at two teams each who have made the playoffs once in the last 2 years. These two teams did meet a couple of years ago in South Bend, a very tight contest that was won by Mr. Jake Fromm, the Georgia quarterback, as a true freshman. And a lot of people, for him, that was an eye-opener, because he was able to go in there in a night game in South Bend and knock off Notre Dame. But you talk about calm, cool, and collected characters at the quarterback position, and Notre Dame has one in Ian Book, and he's definitely going to have his hands full going up against a very stingy Georgia defense. This Irish defense will definitely have to bring in, as they look to not only stop Fromm, but also running back DeAndre Swift, who is one of the best home run hitters in regards to making plays from his position. This is going to be a solid game. I think Georgia definitely will have the edge. Their fans will be out, and they'll find a way to pull away at the end, but it's going to be a good one, and I'm going to take the Dogs at home by the score of 37-27. So folks, that's going to wrap it up, and once again, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, this podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And although that the tax deadline has come and gone, you can still contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. Now, you can contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books anytime at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it'll be my pleasure to follow you right back. There's also the Sports Discussion Group on Facebook at the Sports Depot 365. You can check it out. Drop a line and be a part of one of the better sports debating sites going on social media. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.